Well, I am very delighted, privileged, and pleased to be with you here this morning.
然后我今天是真的是很高兴、很荣幸的能够和大家在一起。
Especially because this Sunday we are recognizing God's graciousness to our church.
特别是今天我们这个礼拜天是我们来见证神给我们教会的这个恩典的一刻。
As Simon mentioned, I've known him for quite a long time, and I've actually known many of the members of this church even longer.
我认识Simon已经好一段时间了，我甚至也还认识好多这个教会的这个会员。
And having the opportunity to witness God's calling in Simon's life was such joy for me yesterday.
让我今天能够来见证这一刻，Simon的皇的生命的这一刻，很珍贵的这一刻，让我觉得是很喜乐的。
Ordination is a very serious process.
按摩的这个仪式是一个很严肃的。
But those of you who were with us yesterday probably noticed I couldn't stop smiling while we were asking Simon the questions.
如果你们昨天当中有人和我在一起，就是在interview，就是在面试Simon的这个过程当中，你可以发现到我一直在笑，我一直忍不住在笑。
And this is because I have a great deal of affection and love for both Simon and this church.
因为这是因为我对Simon皇还有这个教会有一个很亲密的这个爱惜，我爱惜这个教会和Simon。
So this morning, I would like to take a look at this passage in Corinthians.
我们今天来看这个在哥林多后书的这一个章节。
In order that we might see a little bit of what it is that God calls Simon to in ministry.
让我们来看一下到底上帝是怎么样来呼召Simon来进入这个事工，来这个服事。
And so as we turn to this passage, let us also turn to the Lord in prayer.
让我们在看这经文的时候，我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
天父上帝,
we thank you for your gracious mercy to your church.
我们感谢你对这个教会的这个慈爱，你还有你的恩典。
And also your great mercy to your servant Simon.
还有你对Simon皇的慈爱。
And Lord, the glory that you call us to, we are not worthy of.
主啊，当你呼召我们来进入你的荣耀。
Nor have we any strength or power to bring ourselves to this glory.
也不完全是靠我们自己的能力能够来到上帝的荣耀里面。
And yet, Lord, create in our hearts a longing and desire to receive all the blessing that you desire to give us.
但是今天我们求主你，让我们在我们心里面有那个渴慕的心，有一个渴慕你的心。
Strengthen our faith that we might see the beauty that you set before our eyes.
来坚强我们的信心，好让我们能够看到你那为我们美好预所预备的美好的。
Transform our hearts that we might grasp with longing that which is offered to us.
求你能够改变我们的心，让我们有那个渴慕，那个渴慕的心。
Lord, the things of this world exercise such hold and delight to us.
主啊，这一个世界让我们有很多这一个能够需要来锻炼我们的心的地方。And
we spend so much of our lives and energy seeking after the things of this world.
就像我们这用我们的生命来追求很多这个属世的。But
Lord, give us a vision for that which lasts.
主啊，让我们能够看到那一个永恒的
，It has true beauty，
那一个永远就是永远的美好的
，That Simon might have the grace to do his ministry， and we might have the grace to receive it。
好让 Simon 能够有这个恩典，能够让他能够来侍奉这一个事工，也让我们也同样的一样看到一样的东西。
We ask this of you。 In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们这样向你求，向你祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求的。
Amen. I would like to get into our passage today by just reading over the scripture again and pointing out a particular feature within this passage that helps us understand what Paul is saying.
我想就是在读这一个我们今天的经文，让我们再一次能够来了解一下到底保罗在这里所讲到的这个事情。
And so without adding any words to the scripture,
那我们就不要在这个章节上先加任何的这一个字眼。
I will comment to point out the contrasts that are present in this passage.
我们会用一个对比的这个方式来看这个经文。
And some of the apparent contradictions that are present within it.
然后也有看到当中也有一些原本它就已经有了那个很强烈的这个对比。
Apparent contradictions.
然后就通过这一个很强烈的对比，还有它。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
那我们就是在哥林多后书第三章第七节，一直到第四章的第一节。
We begin with the idea of a ministry of death.
那我们这里我们就看到刚开始就是讲到有一个属死的执事。
That is carved in letters on stone.
然后这个属死的执事就是在刻在这个对不起，就在刻在这个摩西的这个石板上面。
And this already is a contrast to what Paul has talked about earlier in the passage.
所以这已经是在和保罗之前，在这之前所讲到的这个经节里面。
When he says that Christians are themselves a letter of recommendation or letter from Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God on human hearts.
Can you repeat that again? Let's make sure.
The letters carved on stone are contrasted with the letters written by the Spirit on human hearts.
所以这里我们有一个对比，第一个就是我们看到，就是那个刻在石头上面的字，还有就是刻在我们心里面的。
And so I will read verses 7 through 9.
所以我们就看第七节到第九节。
Now, if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory?
所以那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光也是渐渐退去了，何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory.
若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
And so we have one contrast between a ministry of death and a ministry of the Spirit.
我们这里有看到两个，第一个就是属死的执事，然后另外一个就是属灵的执事。
We have a second contrast in letters carved on stone versus letters written on human hearts.
然后我们还有看到另外一个就是用那个字刻在石头上的，还有字刻在人心上的。
And we have a third contrast between the glory that attends the letters written on stone versus the glory that comes through the ministry of the Spirit.
那也有看到那个 有字刻在石头上所得的荣耀，还有就是在心刻在人心上所有的这个荣耀。
And in the next section then, Paul will begin to explore how this glory that comes through the ministry of the Spirit surpasses the previous glory of the letters written on stone.
所以在这里保罗就用这个属灵的这个荣耀来彰显到底他是怎么样的比那一个用字刻在石头上属死的执事的荣光更加好。
And so in verse 10, we read, indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory.
所以就像第十节讲的，那从前有荣光的，因这极大的荣光就不算得有荣光了。若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
And so here is a fourth contrast between glory that comes to an end versus glory that is permanent.
所以这又是第四个对比，就是那个会废掉的荣光，还有那个长存的荣光。
Continuing in verse 12, since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face, so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end.
所以我们继续看下去的时候，在第十二节，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
But their minds were hardened, for to this day, when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away.
但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日朗读旧经的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts.
然而直到今日，每逢朗读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
And so we have a fifth contrast here where Moses set a veil over his face that the people would not see it.
所以这里我们又有另外一个对比，就是摩西当初就需要将一个帕子蒙在脸上，好让以色列人不能够看到他的脸。
But instead, as we read in verses 17 and 18, the new glory is unveiled.
所以当我们看第十七节和十八节的时候，那个新的荣耀就已经不需要这个帕子了。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.
第十七节，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, having this ministry, by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart.
所以我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不上胆。
And so in this last section we have also, in addition to all these contrasts, a conundrum, a question, a problem, which leads to a conclusion.
所以我们这里我们就看到在这一当中所能够达到的一个结论。
And so the problem that we're going to look at this morning is upon it.
所以当我们这里看到之前他有的这个问题，就是那个人都不能够正面去瞧看的那个荣光，而到最后而人能够得以看到的这个荣光反而是更大的。
But there is a second glory that is so much more glorious than the first glory that it brings it to an end, and yet we can look upon it.
我已经讲了他要讲的OK，所以就是过后反而这个更之前那一个尚且能够失去的这个荣光是我们不能够看的，对吗？但是我们现在能够看的那个更好的荣光反而是更大的。
I missed that comment that you made.
Yeah, it was a bunch. Yeah.
But if we can figure out why it is that the second glory can be looked upon, we will also know why Paul concludes in verse 1,We do not lose heart.
所以当我们就在看这个那个更好的那个 荣耀那个更好的荣光的时候，我们在这里保罗也一样的能够，他也说这一句话，就是我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，也就不伤胆。
Now, one of the things that I've learned over many years is that when I really pay attention to the words of the Bible, when I'm reading them, I find that they're strange.
所以当我其实很多时候 我这么多年我一直在看这圣经的时候，很多时候我看很多经文我都觉得又有一点奇怪的。
And so one of the first strange things that I notice about this passage is that death and condemnation are somehow glorious.
所以就像我在看这个经文的时候，就这里讲到这个属死的，还有那个被定罪的，反而他们也一样的有这个荣光。
I mean, I just ask you to imagine, suppose you're watching a trial of like a serial murderer.
就像我给你一个例子，就像你现在在看一个连环的这个杀人犯。
And during the trial, his crimes are recounted.
那你刚你在看他受审的时候，然后就一直在数算他这个罪。
The judge brings down the gavel and pronounces the verdict, guilty as charged.
然后就像法官在最后锤子敲下来，然后就定了他的罪。
You are condemned to die by the electric chair.
你现在被判死刑，要死在这个电椅上。
And the entire courtroom erupts in cheers.
然后整个庭院，整个法庭都一起的欢呼了，他们都在庆祝。
And praise.
他们又在称赞这个法官的公义。
That's strange, right?
那是很奇怪，对不对？
And yet, Paul calls this the ministry of death and ministry of condemnation.
那保罗就叫这个是属死的执事，那个被定罪的执事。
And he says that it comes with glory.
但是他说他还是有荣耀的，他来的有荣耀的。
And the even stranger thing is this: who is being condemned?
那更这个更奇怪的就是，到底是谁被定罪？
Well, us and Paul.
那就是我，就像我们，还有像保罗一样，我们被定罪。
So it's not only the courtroom that is erupting in praise and cheers.But it's the condemned person.
那不只是法庭上所有的人，那还有这个被定罪的这个人。
How should the person that is being condemned find the ministry that condemns him glorious?
那这个被定罪的人怎么会能够发现到这个他被定罪的这个事工，他所做的这个，他尚且还有这个荣光呢？
Well, we find that part is easy to answer.
所以我们在这里看到了的话，我们就很容易能够去解释。
Because the ministry of death is very easy to understand.
讲到在西乃山，在西乃山的时候，还有这个十条诫命，还有这个律法。
And so many of you will be familiar with the image of Moses going up on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments that were carved onto two tablets of stone.
所以我们很了解就是摩西怎么样 上山，然后去上帝怎么样把这个十诫就是刻在石板上面。
But one of the things that we also find is that the Bible is an extremely artistic book.
所以我们另外一点我们可以看到就是圣经是一个很有艺术性的一本书。
Those of you who appreciate art will notice the kind of language that Paul uses.
所以当你们当中如果有一些是会去欣赏这艺术的，你会很喜欢保罗这么写。
Because Paul could have simply have said the Ten Commandments, or he could have said the law.
因为保罗可以就很直接的说十诫吧，就说律法，他就可以直接这样子说。
But instead, he uses very picturesque language.
但是他用一个很很图像性的这一个来描述。
He calls it a ministry of death, and he calls it carved on tablets of stone.
他说这个是属死的执事，他说这个字刻在石板上的。
And so one of the things we want to know is why does he call it that?
所以就为什么我们要知道到底保罗为什么要这样子讲呢？
And we also need to know that in addition to the image of Moses coming down from the mountain, there was something else that was happening at that time.
然后我们也要看到就是当他讲摩西从山上下来的这个景象当中还有一件事。
And that was that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he came down from the presence of God and his face shone with the reflected glory of God.
也就是当摩西那个时候从山上下来的时候，他带着上帝的这个荣耀，还有他的荣光在他的脸上面。
Exodus 34 tells us that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him.
摩西手里拿着两块法板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮因耶和华和他说话就发了光。亚伦和以色列众人看见摩西的面皮发光，就怕挨近他。
Now I remember as a child when I read through the Old Testament, and you read that, you go, "Ooh, that's kind of cool." You see God, and then your face kind of glows like it's radioactive or something.
所以，那我小时候看这些经文的时候，我觉得是很有趣的。我就，
but I just,
你可以想象到，就是摩西啊的脸就可以哦，因为他见了神，所以他的脸发光，就好像他受了什么辐射一样。
But I found that was just kind of like a weird thing, you know, like someone sees God and then their face glows.
所以就很奇怪，就有人看了神过，他的脸就像灯泡一样亮起来。
One of the things that you find is that these things, in order to help us understand something that will come.
因为上帝这样子做，是要让我们知道那以后要来的。
And in this case, it is the ministry of the Spirit.
因为在这一个事情上，就是他要知道，那要来就是那个属灵的指示。
So, what is it that is glorious about the Ten Commandments?
所以到底是十诫，这个十诫是有什么这个荣耀的呢？
What is so wonderful about this law that condemns us?
然后这一个律法到底是怎么样好的一件事情？
The answer is that the Ten Commandments reflect the character and the nature of God.
因为十诫是对神的这个属性的一个反应。
They are not merely laws that God is imposing on the Israelites.
所以它不仅仅是上帝放在这个以色列人身上的这个律法。
But ultimately, they are meant to reflect the character of God, so that the Israelites might know who He is.
但是到最后，他的最终目的是要展现出神的这个性格，好让以色列人能够认识他。
And so the Ten Commandments reflect a certain kind of relationship that occurs between persons.
所以这个十诫也一样的反应，就是人之间所要有的这个关系。
And what God was doing in giving the Ten Commandments was He was showing a new kind of people, a new kind of community, a new kind of nation.
所以当神颁布这个十诫的时候，他所要看到的就是有一个新的这个人群，新的这个社会的建造。
And so this is a community that is not held together by mutual needs, but a community that is held together by mutual delight.
所以这一个社会的这个建造并不是只是因为人与人之间彼此的这一个建立和需要，而是因为能够之间的这个更加的这个美好。
Let me give you an illustration of the difference.
让我给你知道一下到底这有什么不一样。
So I'm sure many of you have traveled probably very recently on airlines.
我想你们当中有挺多的人都经常有坐飞机。
And the thing that always impresses me whenever I travel on an airline is that airlines are very, now I've forgotten the word, but you know those societies that are, you know, they you have the peons on the bottom, you have the rich people on the top. What's that called? They have that in India. Class hierarchy, but there's a caste system, yes. Airlines make a caste system.
所以就讲到我们说我们就坐飞机就搭这个航空的时候，就我就感觉上就很像这个印度的这一个有分这个等级，那个人种的等级一样，我们搭飞机也一样有这一个这个头等舱，然后商务舱，然后又有这个经济舱这样子。
And the reason I notice this is because when I travel on the airlines, I'm at the bottom of the caste system.
因为什么我会有这么大的一个感触？因为我当我坐飞机的时候，我就坐在那个最低的那一层。
And I'm guessing because most of you guys are Asian, that you probably feel this with me because you probably also travel on the bottom of the caste system.
那我们当中既然都很多都是亚洲人，所以我们对这一方面可能都很敏感一点，因为我们都是在最，我们都是坐经济舱的。
So you walk onto the, into the airport, and then there's a special line that the special people get to go through, through security, and you know, even the like scanning machines seem nicer.
所以当你一踏进机场的时候，就是甚至是从最初的这个检查的那一关开始，一直到你上飞机，你都已经被分等级了。然后那一个贵宾的那个那一条线是最少人。
And then I'm walking by all these kiosks that say, "Wouldn't you like to change your seat?"
然后当我在看这一个这一些机器，这个登机的这个机器，他就问你要不要来升级
？And if you go over there and push yes, you get this display, you know, you enter your airline information, you get this display that you can upgrade your seat to an exit row for $37.
那你就可以看到，他就说，哎，你可以升级到那个紧急出口的那个位置，加一个$37。
And then when you're boarding the plane, have you noticed that they do it really inefficiently?
那你如果你看到他们上飞机的时候，他们现在都做得很好了。
Because what would be the most efficient way of filling the airline?
所以到底是怎么样的这个登机的这个程序把飞机填满，到底是怎么样来才是最有效的呢？
You should have the people who are sitting in the back get on first, right? Because they'll walk all the way to the back, and then you can just fill it in from the back forward.
所以因为这照理来说，就是那个坐最后的人应该先上飞机，你就这样子把它从后面填到前面。
But no.
但是并不是这样子的。
You have to seat the first class people first.
他们必须要让这一个头等舱的人先上飞机。
And then come the cast of businessmen.
然后再给那个商务舱的再上飞机。
And you have all these people stacked up waiting just to get past them. If you could just walk by them, I mean, you know, everyone could just walk on.
然后你就看到那一个坐后面的就一整排这样子堵了上去。
This is a community held together by mutual need.
所以这个就是一个如果来靠彼此之间的需要而来建立的这种社会。
We all need to get somewhere.
我们必须要去，去某个地方。
And so we're willing to be packed in like sardines into this metal can that we hope won't drop out of the sky.
那因为我们需要去这个地方，我们就必须要愿意的能够去服从，这样子的把你。就是打在一起，然后把你送上机。
And we're differentiated by how much money we're willing to give to the airline.
然后我们又被分成，到底我们愿意付多少钱来分等级。
But if we weren't needing something, there's no way we would all like get on the airline in this way.
但是如果今天你没有这个需要的话，你也不会去搭这个飞机，你也不会去就是，去过这一个很不好过的这个过程。
That is a community held together by mutual need.
所以这一个就是如果以彼此之间的这个需要，他们这之间的这一个所要的东西而建立的这个社会。
Instead, God, in giving the Ten Commandments, is showing us what a community looks like that is held together by mutual delight.
所以上帝所给的这一个他要建立的这一个社会。是一个彼此之间的这个好处来建立的。
And so that becomes especially clear when you look at the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus interprets the law.
所以当我们这里我们可以看到上帝在这个登山宝训的时候来解释这个律法。
There was a professor in Texas who gave her class the assignment of writing a response essay to the Sermon on the Mount.
所以在德州有一个教授就教他的学生做这个作业来他们这个作业就是教他学生写一个回应对这个登山宝训的这个回应。
Now, as Christians, we might think the Sermon on the Mount is a, you know, beautiful speech or sermon by Jesus.
那我们基督徒里面我们都知道这个登山宝训是一个很漂亮很美好就是耶稣所给我们的这个教训。
But the responses that this professor got were from a non-Christian perspective, and they thought, how unreasonable. What a ridiculous set of requirements.
但是这个教授因为他是教这些非基督徒写的，所以他们这些学生写的这个反应都是 这个都是很不合理的，这个都是不可能的。
Insulting your brother is like murder. Who could possibly, you know, like not say something bad or like gossip about somebody?
所以这些学生就写嘛，就写，就是来，辱骂弟兄的，就等于是杀了人，这样子他们就写，哎，这个根本就不通情达理。
Look at a woman without lusting ever, or you're committing adultery. That's utterly unreasonable.
那看到一个女人，然后就动了这个淫念，就等于是犯了这个奸淫。然后这些学生写的这个反应都说这个是无理取闹。
And this is why the ministry of the law or the ministry of condemnation brings death.
所以这个就是为什么，这个这个属死的这个指示会带来的这个死亡的这一点。
Because how could it be that someone would live according to the law in the way that Jesus explains?
所以这个就为什么这个法这个律法能够带人这个就会带给人死亡，因为没有人能够活出来。
They would have to love their God with all their heart, all their soul, and all their strength.
他们必须要去尽心尽力尽意的去爱他们的这一个神。
And their neighbors as themselves.
然后就像要啊。待人如己,
Because
要爱人如己。
When does a man honor a woman and not lust after her?
然后有哪一个男人就是看到一个漂亮的女人而不去动这个淫念?
When he loves her and desires her good at least as much as he desires his own.
那因为这样子的情形就像是一个人，他们怎么能够去爱一个别人，就像爱他们自己一样呢?
And this is something that condemns each and every one of us.
这个就是为什么这个律法是在谴责我们，我们每一个人。
And because of that, not only does the law condemn us, but we hate the law.
然后不仅仅是这样子，因为律法谴责我们，我们也很讨厌，我们也很憎恨律法。
One of the things in our culture that isSomething that is very prominent these days is the whole issue of racism.
所以我们最近社会上所经常讨论到的一件事情就是关于种族歧视。
And what is the basic problem with racism?
那这个基本的这个问题讲到种族歧视到底是什么呢?
Well, racism is people who think that they're better than other people, right?
因为种族歧视最根本的就是你是一种人，然后你觉得你比另外一个种族更加好。
You know, like I'm Caucasian, and so I'm better than all you Asians.
所以就比如说我是、
really、
我是啊、西方白种人，我会比你们亚洲人更加好。当然我不是白种人。
And that was something that I think those of you who were born around the time I was probably experienced a lot of.
所以如果你们当中就是跟我有相反年龄的，就你们可能会有深切的体会到。
Because when I was young, racism was something that really wasn't very much disapproved of by society. Many people were very openly racist.
所以，因为当我小时候的那个年代，就是那个年代讲到种族歧视，其实并没有什么大不了，因为那个年代种族歧视还是很普遍，是很开放性的来讨论。
But look at what's happening today.
但是我们看看今天所发生的。
You could probably open up the website of any news organization and you'll find at least one article going on about some racist thing that someone has done.
所以当我们今天看到这个新闻里面，他们就会经常抨击，如果有任何这一个种族歧视的这一个一点点的跑出来，他们都会去抨击。
And inherent in the accusation of racism is this idea, you people who are racist are bad.
所以反正今天就反过来有另外一种说法，就是如果你是种族歧视者的话，你反而是那个不好的。
And so we people who are not racist are better than you people who are racist.
所以这个是另外一种的歧视了，就是我不是非种族主义者的比你这个种族主义者来得好。
Now I don't want to just accuse our culture, but I think we need to feel this ourselves.
所以我不要来批评我们今天的这个文化，我们要来感受一下。
I mean, Chinese really, we can't escape this anyway.
我们身为中国人，老实说，你真的逃不掉这个。
if we condemn other people because they're racist, we're doing this thing where we're distinguishing ourselves from them because we're better than they are.
所以其实当你今天在说，哎，你是种族主义者，这相对来说你自己也是在把自己抬高，你觉得你比他们更好。
But what does 中国 mean?
So, 到底中国的这个意义是什么？
And what does 外国人 mean?
So, 到底这一个所谓的外国人又是什么意思？
And haven't you noticed, like, even when we're the foreigners, we still call them 外国人。
所以这个就是很讽刺，就我们今天住在美国，我们还叫他们外国人。
And then, I remember when I was young, I had this uncle, and he said, when you marry, you have to marry a Han Chinese.
所以就像我小的时候，我的叔叔就告诉我说，你以后长大要结婚的时候，你要娶一个汉族的。
And so one of the things that we see is that we ourselves are no better than those we condemn.
所以我们讲到这一点的话，我们真的不比那一些我们去批评的人来得好。
But Paul says the ministry of the Spirit comes with a glory that surpasses the old ministry. Now, one point we have to understand here is when does the law of God go away?
所以在这里我们就看到这个有这个属灵的这个职事是比那之前来的更加好的，那我们就要看另外一个问题，到底这个律法是什么时候会过去呢？
And the answer to that is never.
那个答案是它永远都不会过去。
The law will always be in force.
因为律法会一直的彰显，它会一直的存在和在做工。
Because the character and nature of God will never change.
因为上帝的这个属性，他的这个神性是永远不会改变。
So how can it be that Paul says this ministry of glory carved on stone will come to an end?
所以那为什么保罗会说这个刻在石头上的这个属死的执事的这一个荣光会渐渐的退去呢？
Is God going to change?
是到底是上帝会改变吗？
Is it one day going to be okay to murder people or commit adultery?
还是有一天他会说，哦，有一天，哎，你们可以去杀了人了，你们可以去，就是搞这个淫乱的。
I have three sons, and two of them love my wife's broccoli.
我有三个孩子，然后他们都很喜欢是我太太煮的这个西兰花。
And I have one son that can't stand broccoli.
然后我其中一个就，并不喜欢吃。
And so, just last week we served dinner. There were 饺子 and broccoli.
所以上个星期我们就煮了饺子，然后还有这个西兰花。
And he quickly engaged in negotiations with his brothers.
然后他就马上的和他的兄弟谈判了。
I will trade you my broccoli for your 饺子。
我会拿我的西兰花和你的饺子来交换。
This led to a law.
然后这个就有一个律法的建立了。
Thou mayest not trade thy broccoli for the 饺子。
然后我这个家庭的这个律法就有一个新的一条，就是说你不能够用西兰花来兑换这个饺子。
Well, when will that law come to an end?
到底这个律法什么时候会改变呢？
Broccoli will always be healthy for him.
因为这个西兰花永远都是对他很健康的一个食物。
And he will never cease to need to eat it.
因为他也不会看到到底他为什么需要去吃。
But the force of the law is gone when he comes to love the broccoli.
因为这后面的这个动力就是上帝是要他能够会要爱去吃这个西兰花。
And so when he loves the broccoli, no longer will we have to enforce this law upon him. It will be the own desire of his heart.
因为如果有一天他自己很喜欢去吃的时候，就根本就不需要有这个律法来推动他去吃。
And this explains then how it is that Paul can say we have this hope.
所以这个就是为什么 保罗说我们有这样子的一个盼望。
And so Paul in Corinthians says we are very bold, not like Moses who would put a veil over his face that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end.
所以就保罗这样子说，我们既然有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
But their minds were hardened.
但他们的心地刚硬。
For to this day, when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away.
因为直到今日朗读旧经的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
Here is another one of those contrasts where the veil has moved, and we understand now the meaning of the veil that Moses wore.
所以当我们在这里看到这个帕子已经揭去的时候，我们也了解到底当初为什么摩西会这样子。
So Moses wore a veil, we know in part because the Israelites could not look upon him.
因为为什么摩西当初需要用这个帕子，是因为以色列人不能够定睛的 看着他。
And in our passage, what we see is that veil moves from Moses' face to over their hearts.
所以他们也甚至就是继续的把这个帕子从摩西的脸上然后移到他们的心里面去。
And so we see that the Israelites' attitude towards the law, our attitude towards the law, will not change.
所以他们对这个律法的这个态度是不改变的。
Unless the ministry of the Spirit comes.
因为除非这个属灵的这个事工，属灵的这个执事来到他们当中。
And what that veil does is it separates people from the glory and the goodness of God.
因为这个帕子那个时候的作用是什么呢？就是把人和上帝的荣耀分开。
And because it condemns them, they hate it.
因为这个荣光谴责他们，他们不喜欢这个荣光。
Look, this concept is a little difficult. Let me give two illustrations here.
让我给你们两个例子。
When I was, we homeschool our boys.
我是在家里就是我小孩是在家里上学的。
And we are part of a homeschool program with about 20 other families.
所以我有我是和另外20个家庭一起办这个在家里的这个教学。
And there's a special part of this program you can do, which is called Memory Master.
所以有其中一个这里的这个课程里面讲到训练他们的这个记忆。
And in order to do this, you have to answer like over 1,000 questions, and you have to get them all right.
所以这一个就是讲到和他们可能会要做整千道的这个题目，然后他们必须要得到满分。
And I was actually very reluctant to do it, not because the boys weren't able to do it.
然后其实我并不想要去做这个，也并不完全是因为我的小孩做不到。
Because my wife had just put an enormous amount of effort into forcing them to study.
因为我的最主要是因为我的太太变成要花很多精力去要他们去学习。
But my reluctance was rooted in this, that when I was young, I had very negative experiences at school.
因为我的其中一个经验就是我在小的时候，我对这个学校有一个很有其中一个不好的这个印象。
And in particular,I never wanted to stand out or look like I was doing something better than someone else.
因为其中一点就是我不想，就是那个很突出的，好像就是什么东西都做得比别人好的那一个。
And we've all seen this principle at work.
因为我们其实我们当中，在工作的你也知道，你在职场上你可能也是这样子。
We know that if someone gets an academic honor or gets a promotion at work or gets some sort of special recognition,Everybody else starts to feel a little bit jealous.
因为我们知道，当我们在职场上就是有这个锋芒败露，或者我们就是能够得到这个晋升的这个机会，你会发现到别人会妒忌你。
And so we were in this really wonderful community.
所以我们就在 我和这个二十个家庭，我们有一个很好的这个社群。
And I didn't want to upset any of our relationships with any of the other families.
因为我真的不想要通过这样子的这一个问题而去可能让一些家庭觉得不太好。
Because in order to do this program, a number of the other families were going to have to help us, and they wouldn't be helping their own kids; they'd be helping our kids.
因为这个在这个社群的这个这个课程当中，它不仅仅是你帮助自己的孩子，他们也会帮助别家的这个孩子。
And I didn't want to get people stir up people's jealousy or have them not like us as much.
因为我不想就是引起大家。来就是妒忌我们的孩子做得比他们孩子好还是怎么样的。
But there was something that I drastically didn't recognize.
那这当中也有一些是我完全没有看到的。
So my wife convinced us to do this, and this was a Christian community, and I hadn't realized how Christian they were.
那就这一点就是我这个社群其实大家都是基督徒。
Because as we were going through this,The whole of this homeschool community really were celebrating our boys and helping us get through this program.
因为他们，当我们这个社群一起来到的时候，他们是以一个鼓励庆祝的方式来帮助我们的小孩。
When the boys passed the exam, there was one mother who brought over a bunch of cake to celebrate and some cookies for them.
因为就我其中的小孩就。通过这个考试，那其中一个妈妈她就做了一个蛋糕来一起办一个庆祝会。
One of the other parents bought them presents to celebrate it.
然后有另外一个家长带了一些礼物来一起来庆祝。
And this was so different than what I'd ever experienced.
那就是我就感觉到这个和我以前所感受到的是不一样。
Because what I was experiencing there was something I had never experienced myself as a child.
因为这一个是我以前小时候没有体验过的。
Which was, here was a community that had been transformed by the ministry of the Spirit.
因为我们这个社群是那个由圣灵而改变的一个社群。
This was no longer a community held only together by mutual need.
因为这个社群并不是单单因为人之间的这个利益而建立的。
But instead, there is this ministry of the Spirit that comes with glory that transforms.
因为这个属灵的这个职事，属灵的这个事工，能够带来这个荣耀，是能够改变人的。
And this is the ministry that Paul says that we have by grace.
所以这就是为什么保罗说的，我们要以恩典来领受的这个荣耀，这个职事。
Which is that as Christians, we are entrusted with the power of the Spirit that brings such radical transformation into people's lives that they go from hating God's law and having a veil over their hearts and lying under the condemnation of God to a glory that can be seen.
因为这就是我们基督徒所要带给这个社会的这一个影响，就是我们要带给那个能够改变人的这个属灵上。能够帮助我们的这个社会去改变，好让我们能够赢得，就是 Simon 还有这个 3CW 我们教会所要托付给 Simon 能够做的这个工作。
Ministers of this glory.
那我就讲到为什么上帝要呼召 Simon 能够来到这个事工，能够来做这个上帝要给他的这个工作。
And this is rooted in the one thing that Simon can do even better.Than Jesus Christ.
然后在这一点上 ，Simon 有其中一点，他能够做得比耶稣更好的。
What is it that Simon Huang can do better than Jesus?
到底什么事情是 Simon Huang 能够做得比耶稣更好的呢
？What Simon can do is he can get better.
那他能够做得更好的，就是因为他还能够继续的再去变得更好，因为耶稣已经是最好。
Because yes,
Jesus is already the best. So.
He's already perfect, but Simon is very imperfect.
所以在这一点上，所以 Simon 因为我们的这个人的这个短处，我们还能够做得更好。
And part of his ministry is to display his life before the people.
因为他其中一个事工就是用他的生命紧紧的能够表现出神在他的身上的这个工作。
So that we can witness how all the ugliness and selfishness and meanness about Simon is transformed.
所以我们能够看到他的这个他所有的这一些他不足的这个丑陋的还有他的这个脾气什么我们都能够来见证他的改变。
As you all know from having Mike as your pastor, pastors are not perfect people.
因为在当我们说到我们当中有传道人我们有牧师他们都不是完美的。
And for this reason, God gives them to us.
就是因为这样子的原因上帝要把他们派在我们的中间。
Because if the pastor was perfect, it would be a horrible burden on the congregation.
因为如果我们的牧师是一个超完美的，那对我们会重其实是一个更大的这个负担。
Because you would look at him and say, in order to be a Christian, I have to be like him, and I can't do that.
因为你会一直看着这个很完美的这个传道人，你会一直说，哦，我要变得比他。要像他一样好。
But God gives us imperfect sinners that you can watch being transformed.
但是上帝就派了罪人在我们当中，好让我们能够看，我们也了解到，我们也需要去改变。
We see this in our passage where it says in verse 18, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.
因为就像我们在看这个挪掉这个帕子的这一个脸的时候，我们也一样的就是 ，Can you repeat your last phrase?
We are being transformed in the same image from the Bible.
Oh, it's only 18. Okay. 所以在第十八节所讲到的这个，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
And this is also why we do not lose heart, or why we have boldness in our ministry.
这个就为什么我们有这个盼望，我们不要丧胆。
Because Mike's ministry, Simon's ministry is not dependent upon their ability or power.
因为在这一个事工上。Simon 并不是仅仅的靠着他自己的能力。
It is the power of the Spirit working through them to transform us.
因为他是以属灵圣灵的这个能力来改变。
I'll conclude with an illustration of the ministry that we are entrusted with.
我就以这一个这个上帝所交付给我们的这个事工来做这个结束。
Because I want us to understand.The beauty and the glory of this ministry that we can now behold.
因为我想要大家来了解我们今天所这个给我们的这个能够让我们来拥抱的这个事工。
Some of you I know went to the Gospel for Christ conference at the end of the year in Chicago.
所以当中有一些人可能有去到这在芝加哥办的这个福音会 Gospel for Christ.
I think is it Gospel for Christ?Anyway, the big conference in Chicago. I think.
所以就是有这一个就是有这一个福音大会这样子，在芝加哥。
And on the English portion of the conference, we were blessed to have a missionary who had gone to Papua New Guinea.
那我们当中在英文的这一个这个展会的时候，我们就有听到一个去。
And he was going to a people group of 3,000 people. That's it.
他去了这个人种就只有大概3000个人口的这个地方。
And this was actually one of those things that fits the kind of like the image we have of missionaries going out to savage lands and living in really primitive conditions.
所以这个就像是我们每一次当我们想要宣教士的那个景象，就是他会去一个荒无人的地方，然后去那里做这个宣教的工作。
And so he had taken his family to the BM people, a people group of 3,000 people. Only 3,000 people spoke this language. Were living in very primitive conditions, and they were learning the language and trying to write a translation of the Bible for this people.
所以他就带着他的家庭就住在这个部落当中，然后他们也学他们的语言，要尝试可能也把圣经翻译成他们能够听得懂的。
And he was committing his life's work and his family to ministering to the small group of only 3,000 people.
他把他的家庭还有他的人生都完全奉献了给这一个人群里面。
And he was doing it because he wanted to display the transforming power of Christ.
因为他这样子做是因为他想要来展现这个基督能够改变人的这个大能。
The amazing power of this transformation was very visible in this family.
然后这个很奇异的这个改变，就从他这个家庭当中来展现。
His wife had been diagnosed with cancer.
然后他的太太，就后来被诊断有了癌症。
And she had been going through treatment for it for years.
那他就过去接受了三年的这个治疗。
But recently she was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
但最近他就又被诊断成是末期的这个癌症。
And at this conference, I had the privilege of meeting and talking to this lady and her family.
所以在这个大会的时候，我有机会能够见到这一个这个女士。
And meeting her is just a very emotional experience for me.
所以当我跟她见面的时候，那个时候是一个很情绪化的这一个。
His wife was so full of joy and grace.
因为他的太太是那个很蛮有喜乐的，然后是他就很觉得很有恩典的。
That you could never guess that she was dying of cancer.
你完全不能够想到他就是一个将死的人。
If you go to Duke University's surgical residency program, they can guarantee you a 100% divorce rate.And they can give to you the assurance of prestige in the academic field. They can give you wealth. They can give you social status. But they will never give you the kind of glory that can survive a terminal cancer diagnosis.
Can you repeat about the residence?
Oh, Duke Surgical Residency Program.
Okay.
They have a 100 divorce rate of the doctors who go through there.
Oh, okay. Right. 所以，当我们就看到如果你是说像那个在大学做，就你要当医生，特别就是在这个外科医生的这个这个受训的这个过程当中，他们完全能够告诉你，就是当中能够。过这个 program 的，他们的以后的离婚率都是100%。
And that is part of the prestige of this program.
然后这个就是其中这个就是很光荣，他们能够讲到其中一点。
And so the surgeons that graduate from this program, they're all very well known. They have a lot of prestige in the medical field.
所以他在这个课程当中所毕业的这一些外科医生，他们都是那些很杰出，都是那些很厉害的医生。
But they cannot give a glory that survives terminal cancer.
但是他们完全不能够给到这个荣耀，是能够来胜过这个癌症的。
And God has many servants like this.
然后上帝有很多像这个女士这样子的仆人。
And Simon, as 3CW calls you to this ministry.
Simon, 就像 3CW 呼召你来到这个事工。
This ministry is commissioned to you.
然后这个事工也就完全I need to make sure I do the commission, right?
Given.
托付给你了。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father God,
天父上帝，
we thank you for the transforming power of your Spirit.
我们完全的能够感谢你这个属圣灵的这个改变。
That takes the law written on stone.
然后就把就像那个刻在石头上的这个律法
and burns it in fire into our hearts.
完全的燃烧在我们的心里面
So that that which once condemned us.
因为就像那个谴责我们的
now becomes our glory and our delight.
让它能够成为我们的荣耀，成为我们的喜乐。
Lord, grant Simon your spirit.
主啊，求你把你的灵降给 Simon.
To do the work of transforming people from the glory of the condemnation of the law to the glory of delighting and loving your law.
好让他能够做那个改变的工作，把这一个律法还有这个指责的变成那个爱。
That through his ministry, many might come to turn away from the desires and the temptations of this world and come into your presence.
通过他以后的事工，让很多这个世上的那个背弃的都能够来到你的面前而认识你。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们这样子祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.